Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Economic indicators, we talk about them a lot on this program. 8.9%, that's the unemployment rate out this month. The unemployment rose once again, although at a rate lower than at any time in the last 6 months. And 6 months ago, the price of oil was a lot lower than it is today. $58 a barrel is where it's trading. It's gone up 8% just this week. Is that related to the economic recovery? Is it related to signs that the economy might be getting better? Does oil track demand in manufacturing and elsewhere in the economy? And we should remember that a year ago, there were record highs of oil posted at nearly $150 a barrel. Barbara Shook joins us. She's the Houston Bureau Chief of the Energy Intelligence Group Trade Publication. It's a research group and publishes all kinds of analysis about the oil markets. Barbara Shook, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Is an 8% bump in this environment significant?
No, I think this is just a momentary blip upward. You've got some traders who are taking advantage of the opportunity to get out of their long positions, some irrational exuberance, if you will, in the market because some other economic indicators are improving. But the underlying fundamentals don't support $58 a barrel. We have huge inventories of oil. We have terrible demand for gasoline. We have enormous inventories of distillates such as diesel and fuel oil. We don't have any demand for jet fuel. Airlines are still cutting their schedules. And the underlying fundamentals, as I said, just don't support a rise in prices to this level.
So we're seeing, what was talked about a lot a year ago, and that was the effect of speculative demand versus real aggregate demand of industrial output around the world. And if things do turn around, if demand starts to improve, does that argue that coupled with this sort of speculative betting on an upward price of oil, that we could be boom, up to $80 a barrel in no time?
Oh, I don't see $80 a barrel anytime soon at all.
Glad to hear you say that.
Absent a major geopolitical interruption someplace. And you can never rule that out. But absent something of that nature, a cutoff of a major exporting country, be it Russia or one of the Mideast producing countries, I don't see oil prices staying even in this range for any significant length of time. I see it falling back down to the $50 level that seemed to have a lot of support. And the fundamentals seem to be able to handle that. As I said, all of our storage facilities in the U.S. are full. Tankers are sitting full of oil at different locations around the world. If you want to buy some oil, you can get it at probably a lot lower than $58 a barrel.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, Nigeria is a member of OPEC. It is a nation that has a fifth of the African population, an enormous nation, and in some cases a very troubled nation when it comes to oil. There has been a lot of conflict, ethnic, regional conflict over it. Do you have any idea? I'm wondering how Nigeria fits into the global oil production narrative.
Well, Nigeria is a key supplier to the U.S. It's generally among the top five because it produces a quality of crude oil that generates a very good grade of gasoline. And one of the big East Coast refiners is a large buyer of Nigerian crude. So it has been traditionally a major supplier to the U.S., as I said, one of the top five. But actually, for the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and Saudi Arabia are the countries that are the most significant. Nigerian crude goes to a number of countries, but really Nigeria, I don't remember their specific volumes, but off the top of my head, I think their production is only about 2.5 million barrels a day, and that's out of some 80-something million barrels worldwide.
So let's talk then about a sort of takeaway looking at this economic indicator called the price of oil. At $58 a barrel, you say it's too high. The low, the most recent low, was $34 a barrel in February. Have we found a trading range, assuming that the economy slowly recovers, as other indicators seem to suggest, that maybe we're reaching the bottom of the downturn and things are beginning to turn around? That's going to mean incremental increases in industrial output. But are we finding a trading range of where oil is probably going to be for the next couple of years?
That is so hard to tell because we don't know where we are in the economic downturn. I've been doing analysis on natural gas demand in the U.S. this week, and it appears to be going down significantly. Electricity demand in the industrial sector was down significantly in the first quarter.
Wow.
And we have not even seen the beginning of the big factory shutdowns from automotive and the related industries. And we're looking for an even greater decline in demand for natural gas in the second quarter because of the factory shutdowns.
So some of these speculators may get caught, holding a spike oil at $58 a barrel because we could be trading down very, very quickly. Barbara, thanks so much.